This is St. Louis Public Radio. Voters will soon decide a multi-part amendment known as Clean Missouri, which makes a host of changes to the state's ethics laws. But the measure's changes to state legislative redistricting is promoting bipartisan opposition. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on how the measure is playing out in advance of the November 6th vote.
There's a lot of territory to go over in Amendment 1, widely known as Clean Missouri. It would curtail lobbyist-paid freebies, make legislative emails open records, and create a longer waiting period for a lawmaker to become a lobbyist. Supporters like St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones believe the measure will go a long way toward engendering confidence in Missouri state government.
And this is a huge step towards making sure that the people that we elect in Jeff City really report back to us, the voters, because we matter.
On the surface, most of Clean Missouri's changes aren't terribly controversial. What's stoking a lot of contention, though, is the part overhauling state legislative redistricting. In recent years, either appellate judges or bipartisan redistricting commissions have drawn state legislative districts. Clean Missouri would create a demographer who would come up with a map based off specific criteria, including partisan fairness and competitiveness. Bipartisan commissions could either approve that map or make changes if enough members agree. Former Missouri Supreme Court Judge Mike Wolf believes the current system doesn't serve the state well. And he's especially troubled that judges sometimes have to draw lines since they have no expertise on redistricting.
It's not a judicial decision. It's a decision based on a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of factors that all of which have some relationship to politics, and judges shouldn't be doing that.
Thus far, Clean Missouri has touted support from both political parties, including Republicans like State Senator Rob Schaff and former U.S. Senator John Danforth. But many GOP elected officials and activists are opposing the amendment, including former Senator Jim Talent. He believes the only way to create competitive districts in Missouri is to stretch Democratic strongholds in St. Louis and Kansas City to GOP-leaning terrain.
I don't begrudge anybody who's frustrated by a situation where they feel the number of legislators of their party doesn't reflect their real strength. But there's a right way and a wrong way to go about it.
Clean Missouri comes about as Democrats nationwide are becoming more aggressive at changing redistricting processes in GOP-controlled states. Michigan and Utah are also voting on changes to their line-drawing systems this year. Still, Democrats in Missouri are not all on board with Clean Missouri. Congressman Lacey Clay is opposing it, as the St. Louis Democrat believes it will make it harder to elect black state lawmakers.
It would disperse African Americans in numerous districts and dilute their power and strength.
Here's what Clay is talking about. Some black political leaders fear the only way to make a competitive map would be to reduce the percentage of African Americans in state House and Senate districts and spread those voters into largely white suburbs. That could make it easier to have white people represent communities of color. But not everybody agrees that scenario will actually happen. Reverend Starsky Wilson is a former co-chairman of the Ferguson Commission. He points to language in the amendment that aims to protect the ability of minorities to be elected to office.
The language is not just about the intent of how these districts get drawn, but also the results. So if the finally drawn districts have the result of reducing African-American or people of color impact to the ballot or representation, then it's illegal.
Somebody could sue if they believe the final map doesn't protect minority representation. But Democratic State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal is concerned that black political power would not be upheld with a federal judiciary becoming increasingly conservative.
Looking at this current Supreme Court that we have, there are no guarantees for African-Americans, period. In fact, there are no guarantees for people of color at all.
Clean Missouri has a cash advantage over its opponents in the final couple of weeks. Whether it can pass may depend on the strength of opposition among Republican and African-American voters. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.